Blog Talk Radio.
So much goings on about the battle between these amazing women in the hair and beauty industry at the beginning stages of everything. So I have to toss out the name to you, Annie Malone. And when someone says that to you, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker, what goes through your mind?
Well, you know, first of all, when I was doing the research for On Her Own Ground, I wanted to make sure that I was being as accurate as possible. So I've researched, you know, to the nth degree. And I discovered a lot of material about Annie Malone. I made sure that I found out as much as I could about her. And I included her and their interactions with each other in my book. So I would say that I, perhaps more than almost anybody else, up until that time, tried to talk about the conflicts between the two women because I thought that was an important part of the story.
Absolutely.
So, and one of the things that is critical for me and one of the things that I'm very fortunate to have is thousands of pages of Madam Walker's correspondence and business records and then years, decades really now of research about her. So I document everything that I write. If it's in my book, it's because I have found not one, not two, but three or four sources to verify what I'm saying. And we're lucky that we can do that with Madam Walker because she hired great staff and had a lawyer who kept good records. Annie Malone is much harder to document because she had a lot of turmoil in her life with a bad divorce and a husband who sabotaged her and some bad decisions on people that she hired. And so there are almost no documents and no records about her. So it's hard to, you know, hard to pull her story together. But what I have tried to do by reading dozens of old newspapers and looking at what Annie Malone was doing every step of the way whenever she was mentioned in the newspaper, and I mean dozens of newspapers, and the same with Madam Walker. Here's my conclusion. It comes to several things. They were both really important women. They were both really important pioneers of the modern hair care industry. And they were competitors. They were rivals. Madam Walker, in fact, sold Malone's products for a few months while she lived in St. Louis and after she moved to Denver. Malone accused Madam Walker of stealing her formula, but in fact, that formula was not new. It had been used for hundreds of years. It's in medical texts and pharmaceutical texts. Cuticure was already on the market. Vaseline was already on the market. These were the kinds of things that she was using. There were other people, other black people who had products that were very similar that they called Wonderful Hair Grower that they advertised in newspapers. So these were two women who kind of were equals and rivals. Madam Walker, I think there are some reasons why she was more remembered. Madam Walker died at the height of her fame in 1919. She had just built a mansion on the Hudson River in the wealthiest community in America. She had moved, her daughter had moved to Harlem in 1913, so their profile was much higher. Malone remained in St. Louis. She married a man who really, as I say, sabotaged her.
Right.
And so I think at a really critical time in the development of her company, she had some obstacles that were really pretty insurmountable. Now, as to the question of who was a millionaire,
yes.
As a journalist and as a historian, I'm really careful about this. And here's what I can say. When Madam Walker died, in May of 1919, she was worth $1 million. We have documents. The estate had to be probated. They had to pay taxes. So her personal worth was between $600,000 and $700,000 during that period of time. It would be millions now, equal to millions now. The worth of her company, based on the sales of the last 2 years of her life, would have been somewhere between $1 million and $2 million. A lot more today translated in today's dollars. We can document that to say at the time of her death, she was a millionaire. With Malone, based on what I can see in newspaper articles, based on a lawsuit that one of her employees brought against her in 1915, I cannot see that she was a millionaire at that point. In 1927, when she and her husband were getting divorced, the newspapers call her company a million-dollar company. So that is really the first time that that appears in the news coverage. There is, and I would just add one more thing, that when she died in 1957, there was a newspaper article, either in the Chicago Defender or the Pittsburgh Courier, that says her company was worth $14 million. That number, I think, is pulled out of thin air. And by the time she died in 57, there was, you know, the company, she'd gone through bankruptcy and tax issues and all that kind of thing. So I don't think that that was an accurate number, and there's no documentation. So my conclusion is they were both really great women. They were competitors. They had a really fierce competition. And, you know, and I think Madam Walker was a millionaire. I know she was a millionaire when she died in 1919. I have not seen documentation for Malone.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
When the world's saying they got no hope, here comes the love. We got audio. I'm flying high, superhero. S on my chest with my Marilyn Monroe. Feel like a star, cause we got audio.
The Never be afraid of change. It's really that simple. Change is, I believe, how we grow to the next level. I think that if you are steeped in and paralyzed fear of moving forward, it's going to stifle you. It's going to really prevent you from accomplishing the best version of yourself that can be created. So here's what I say. Never, ever be afraid of change. Change is growth.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Siobhan DeSeer, listen, big, big news. We are just sharing, really, talking about this almost in real time at this moment. So you guys are probably going to hear this a lot later. But Siobhan DeSeer out of New Jersey, I literally was talking with you right here in my office studio. I'm out in Houston, Texas, as we've been broadcasting Hair Radio Houston. And you, Siobhan, hairstylist, big time out there, a helper and contributed to the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we were just talking biz. And what do you remember this? And what happened? How do you describe it?
Right now, Scott,
the background, you may be hearing some of the reporting that's going on, just in case there's some aftershocks. You want to get that pretty much in real time. We'll talk with you about that. But Siobhan, what went through your mind as we were just chatting? It was normal talk on the hair industry this morning. What do you describe? How do you feel? What went through your mind?
You know, I've never experienced anything like it. So it's like I'm standing up. I'm literally standing up in a building, in a room, and all of a sudden everything starts shaking. And this is not a light shake. I mean, this is a shake as if there was a marching band that was performing that was shaking the entire house.
Wow.
It was it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, let
and,
me just
you know,
say,
I kind of froze up. Like, you know how you're standing like, what is going on? Like, I knew it was an earthquake. It had to be an earthquake, you know, but it was just so weird. So weird.
Well, the reason that we're talking about this, and I said, you know what, let us kind of take a moment to share with folks what to do and all of that kind of thing. First of all, let me just officially say that the earthquake that you experienced this morning was the epicenter was in New Jersey. That is usually where it is felt the strongest. The epicenter is where that location was hit with the earthquake. Now, it could be felt for miles from there, obviously. And so it was felt in the tri-state area, even though it happened out in Western New Jersey, like the Hunterdon County part of New Jersey, is where it was the epicenter. And so, and Siobhan, you are out on towards like the West Orange area out there.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a good distance from there. And Manhattan, you know, they felt it in the tri-state area. That's New York and New Jersey and the Connecticut area out there.
So I've got to say, 4.8, listen, I've been in earthquakes. The last one I was in, my very first one was out in Whittier, California, when I was visiting my wonderful uncle. God bless his soul. But I'll tell you something. I've been in several, and then I lived in Los Angeles. And actually, that was my first one was Whittier, but the last one I was in was Northridge. And so I've been in a couple of those quakes. And they are no fun. Now, here's the thing. What you want to always keep in mind, you know, don't just paralyze with fear. And you got to think about what would you do? The immediate thought that comes to mind is flee. But you really don't want to do that so much. You want to be careful because if you're – and it depends. Here's the thing. You got to remember. Now, if you're living in some very – you know, lightly populated place with no big buildings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just a farmhouse that you're in and there's nothing else. That's a different story. You know, going outside might be a great option then. But if you're living in a very highly populated, like New York City, where there are all kinds of high rises with glass and wires and all kinds of stuff, you really want to rethink that. In that case, the safest thing to do is to stay inside where you are, which I believe is the best advice anyway. Okay? Wow. So it's all concluded. And it could last.
Should we run down to the basement, or what do you recommend?
No, that's what I – no, not at all. It's usually the earthquakes are not going to last. They don't go on and on and on. You may feel some aftershocks later. So here's the thing. Try to get under a table, you know, some kind of place that can protect your body should there be some debris that maybe, or things that fly off the wall or glass shattering, things like that. So under a table, a big table, in a door jar, a door frame, if you mm-hmm. can't seem to get under a table, something like that. The reason that you don't want to go, if you live in a big apartment building or something like that, be mm-hmm. careful because your electricity could be out. You could be stepping into something that is very electrocutable. That's why be careful. Don't just go outside and you just walking like you know, and you're the one, you know, it would not be a good day. So stay inside and you know, that's the safest, in my opinion, on things like that. Usually it won't take very long. And what usually happens is that you can tend to have the aftershocks. The aftershocks can also do damage, depending upon how strong the original earthquake was or is, you know, that happened. So it can also generate, you know, pretty strong aftershocks. So I've lived in Los Angeles. I've been through quite a few of these things, and they're not any fun. But they can be a whole lot worse. This is, you know, we're grateful at this time. We haven't heard of any real casualties, and we're grateful for that. Again, you want to be careful. And, again, this one only lasted a few seconds. So, you know, let's just be grateful. And I heard it as I was talking with Siobhan on the line as this earthquake was literally happening in real time. So I just want to say to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, all of my wonderful care bears and all the folks out there, and my colleagues, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and everybody who's associated with us, and of course the incredible fans that we have all over the country, but especially in New Jersey and the tri-state area. We're just glad that you guys are okay. And, you know, and these are some of the things, there's a whole shift out there, and my suggestion would be to Google earthquakes and take a look at the seismograph, which is the instrument that's used, you know, to, it's like a calibration and kind of tells you how, you know, strong the earthquake that happens. And by comparison, think about when you just saw the other day with that huge 7-point-something earthquake that happened, I believe, in Asia. So all of these types of things, you know, so when you put it in that perspective, you know, what you guys experienced was mild. You're just not all that familiar with the feeling.
Not at all, let me tell you.
Wow. And what I can also say, what I recall, I've been in bed when they've happened. I've been up. And it always seems like to me a rolling of rocks under my feet, if you can imagine that. Yeah, so I've experienced that. And folks usually try to run outside. I don't suggest, again, it depends on where you are. So have, you know, this is the time that you need to be ready, prepared for just about any type of an emergency, really. And,
just be ready. Stay ready. I think that's the best advice. Be ready.
Yes,
don't stand
indeed.
Still. Be ready and take action.
Exactly. And for me, this is why one of the reasons that I became an instructor, a certified instructor for CPR and emergency training and how to use the defibrillators, the AED equipment, so that I could share all of that. So I'm literally able to certify folks from anywhere in the country. If you have any interest, of course, we'll talk more about that in days to come right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Siobhan Desir, and we're taking a moment to you know, offer some commentary and analysis of this earthquake that actually happened in the tri-state area. So I'm out in Texas, but Siobhan, you're out in New Jersey. And again, live when this happened, it transpired just a little bit ago. So thank you so much. And this, again, you guys out there, you're hearing this, of course, long after this actually happened. So we're all good today at this moment that you're actually hearing this replay. So thank you so much for being with us and providing some of your experiences this morning, Siobhan. Much appreciated.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. Absolutely.
You got it. All right, folks. We'll be right back with a lot more of what's happening right now today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And let's just keep that. Earthquakes that happened back on Friday morning this past week in the past. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Mellow and tumbling down, tumbling down.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. We're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 9th, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines, and we are out in Houston, Texas, of course, this morning as well. I want to just take a moment to bring my colleague into the conversation. It's so great to have you guys with us as we take a moment to kind of just, you know, get the first hour moving along. Michael Hoskins, who is our Vet Talk Radio show host and big time radio anchor, we're going to say this morning. Michael, officially good.
Officially.
Good morning. Yeah, wow. Okay, good morning again. It's our wonderful
kickoff
hour.
Good morning,
Gary. Hello, it's nice and early. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So you've been listening, okay. A little bit of earthquake talk and music in there with Miss Carol King. A throwback. That's a throwback. But we had to, of course, we had to play it this morning in retrospect to last week's earthquake. So anyway, Michael, again, GM. And, you know, so much going on in the news and with natural things occurring out here in the world. Of course, yesterday's big eclipse for folks. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the whole broadcast and so much more. But again, happy Tuesday.
T. Carey, very happy Tuesday.
Yes, very much so. Absolutely. Now, for us, today is always like our Monday because you guys out there know we're off Saturdays, Sunday, and Mondays each week. However, we ended up taking a little bit more time. We had some last week we had our platform. Folks had to do some upgrading and all that, so we weren't able to reach you and broadcast at the end of last week, but we're making up for it this week. We have an explosive week right here that we'll be talking more about all that's been happening. But by the way, before we move off that, did you see any part of that eclipse, by the way?
Oh, just a little bit of it, Carrie. It passed through here in Virginia. So, I mean, it was fun. It pretty much was some excitement, tell you the truth.
Really?
It was exciting.
Well, I, of course, where I am, specifically with our Hair Radio Houston, I did not see it. There were folks, I guess, a lot of folks not all that far who saw a lot more. Out the window, it was very cloudy, so I couldn't see anything, really. I noticed it did get a little dark and all that. So I'm wondering what Nicole Marie's going to talk about when she gets here with our Hot Mic Live coming up in just about 20 minutes or so. Going to ask her
about
all of that.
and so much more that's happening. And yeah, we opened up the broadcast. We'll talk a little bit about that with Madam C.J. Walker. It gets no better than the than the lady who started the entire black hair care industry and the first noted female millionaire, self-made female millionaire in America. So, you know, having a chance to chat with the great-great-granddaughter, it was a great honor. And not just talk with Alila Yeo, who was on our show, of course, here on the Hit Radio Morning Show, but also to work with her out in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And great memories. And I can't wait to talk about it. We'll see if we can get into a little bit more of that talk. But, Michael, great to have you with us, sir. Now, you will, you've got some things to tell us about Vet Talk. I know today is Tuesday morning. You'll be on about 8:30 Eastern. Technically, I think about that kicks off about 8:20, 8:29. But anyway, this morning. So what can you tell us about what's going to air as part of the Vet Talk episode today?
Oh, Terry, it's going to be a great topic that we're going to be talking about. It's going to be like a continuation of a topic that we touched on before. We talked about this time, the pros and cons of the claims process. Either do it yourself or it's going to be great.
Okay, I can't wait. This is something that I really enjoy you sharing about. And again, you don't have to be a veteran to
that's the great thing about it.
Yeah,
you know,
really
Terry, that's the great thing about it. Yeah, you don't have to be a veteran to enjoy what we do or to help veterans.
Exactly.
That's what I love about it.
Same here. All right, Michael, we're going to go ahead and kind of move things along a little bit this morning. Just want to check on in with everybody. I mean, it is just, wow, it's been a busy, busy weekend. The last week was crazy, so real good stuff. All right, so listen, I'm going to have everybody just to kind of stay with us, and we'll be right back. Lots more to get to this morning. Wow.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Hello,
everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Still, you guys are a part of providing still hair care products that carry Madam C.J. Walker's name.
Yes.
Yes, tell us a little bit about that. We'd love to hear more.
So the Madam C.J. Walker Company was founded in 1906 and really was one of the premier black-owned hair care companies into the 1950s. But it was, you know, the market was disrupted by companies like Summit and Softsheen and Johnson Products, who were doing a different way, creating new products for black women. And so the Walker Company began to, you know, sales began to drop off in the late 50s, but the company never went out of business. And about five, six years ago, Richelieu Dennis, the CEO of Sundial Brands, bought the trademark and has, as we know, reformulated Madam C.J. Walker Beauty Culture. So there now are 24 products, all new formulas that are available at Sephora. And I think, you know, sometimes I do still get emails and phone calls from people who say, now, can I buy that original Madam Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower? You know, my grandmama used to use that, and that was... And I just try to be really gentle with folks and say, you know, 106 years ago, this was revolutionary, which was essentially petrolatum like Vaseline and sulfur that healed dandruff and scalp infections. We needed that then in 1906. We have learned, we've had 100 years of research and development, and we have taken advantage of that with these new products and these new formulas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to have done something that has such an impact, I mean, to be at Sephora, and here in New York, that's like huge to us here. So
exactly.
Outstanding. And I love the work that they're doing. So we're going to shout out those folks, you know, with the new voices and
right.
All that they're doing. So good work. Now, hey, I have to ask you, and folks out there, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. This morning we're chatting literally with, I call hair royalty, Lilia Bundles. And I just have to say also, now, you've got some exciting new projects to get into and to talk about a little bit. I think, yes, we're going to talk about this amazing TV series that everybody's talking about. It literally is all over the news everywhere. But before we get to that, Lilia, I do want to talk about, you've written several books.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're working on your biography, which I'm really excited to talk to you about. But yes, tell us a little bit about some of the books that you've written, if you don't mind. And also, do you prefer to kind of write more? Like, you do so many different wonderful things.
So I have written 4 books about Madam Walker, and I wrote my first one, a young adult book, in 1991. And believe it or not, that was the first book that had ever been written about Madam Walker. Then I did a major biography called On Her Own Ground, The Life and Times of Madam C.J. Walker. And that is the book that is in development as an 8-part Netflix series starring Octavia Spencer and executive produced by Octavia Spencer and LeBron James. I've written another book for young readers and then a book that has 200 photographs called Madam Walker Theater Center. The book that I'm almost finished with now is a biography of Madam Walker's daughter, Alelia Walker, called The Joy Goddess of Harlem, and that will come out next year. But, you know, the books are something, telling this story and really being able to document it was important to me because there's so many myths and so much misinformation really about any African-American or female historical figure that somebody has to write kind of the first marker of getting the facts right. And that's what I've really tried to do in writing the books about her.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com. Or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Now, Dr. Praneet James, I want to say that I remember you, you were part of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book several years ago. It's been several years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about your career. Now, with trichology, that's a big thing out there. We always have to tell folks because not everyone is still, even at this time, as familiar with what trichology is all about. So let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody a little bit about what trichology is all about.
Absolutely. Trichology is the study of the hair and the scalp. I work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. So I actually take a holistic approach to overall hair health.
I see. And what does that approach include? Because when you say a holistic approach, what does that mean?
A holistic approach. I'm also a naturopathic doctor. And we take, again, the holistic approach, meaning I take approach from the body system. Our body has 12 different systems. So normally when someone comes in for hair loss, I normally, what I do is do a body scan, and what that does is it tells me exactly what body systems are out of range. So, for example, a lot of my women that come in, they have their glandular system is out of range. Now, the glandular system is the system that houses their adrenal glands. That's the system that helps them to sleep. That's the system that consists of, you know, the menopause issues stem from that particular system, a lot of your autoimmune issues. So if that system is out of range, of course, it's going to reflect in the hair. So that's what I like to do. We get to the culprit of what's actually going on versus just topically treating. So about a 97% of my patients that I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, is the major contributing factor to the hair loss. So by getting to that culprit, we're going to prevent them from, you know, spinning their wheels. Just like if someone has a circulatory system, you probably say, what does that have to do with hair loss? It has a lot to do with it, because if the circulatory system is out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair, because the blood, you know, of course, the circulatory system controls the blood. And if there is a blockage or inflammation in the body, the blood is flowing to the papilla. The papilla is what feeds the actual hair follicle. So, again, if there's a blockage, then, of course, that's going to block the hair growth and cause, you know, hair loss, et cetera. So, huge. You know, our body systems, that's a, you know, like I said, if it's something that's out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair. Our hair is the barometer of our health. So, pretty much, if you have some type of, you know, a major health condition, or if something is out of range, it's going to reflect in the hair first.
All new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have, I call the program regulars with it. First, I want to take a moment to just welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show one of my favorite new regulars right here. We're talking about Takiya Smith. Takiya, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, I want to jump right on in. I've heard that you have a new ebook out, and we got to talk about it. And it's on one of my favorite topics. So please tell everybody about your brand new book.
Oh, thank you. I have an ebook out, and it's called Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. And it's on Amazon. And I'm so
awesome.
Excited about this book.
Tell us why.
So it talks, the subject is on forgiveness and in relationships with your mother. And there, it's so hard to forgive once you're angry or something happens in your past, especially with your parents. And you just don't know how to forgive. So you build up all this anger and hostility, and it's in a bad place, and it doesn't really help you to heal. Your relationships are not good because of the hurt and pain that you're still suffering from. So when you do forgiveness, or you actually say that I'm going to commit to forgiving, then it helps you out in so many different ways. Your health, your relationships, your friendships, just your spirit in general. So I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Well, we are going to explore this incredible topic on forgiveness. And as you were just explaining about it, I was thinking to myself, are there folks that I need to forgive right now? And
yeah.
So we're going to talk about this today. Today, my guest is Takiya Chase Smith, the author of this new ebook called Forgiveness, out on Amazon. And we're going to talk all about it. First of all, you guys know my very special guest today, Takiya. You guys have already met her incredible author daughter. You know, Cammy has been with us many times, and she's an author herself with a book called Cammy's Spa Party. We're going to talk about that a little bit in just a bit. But first, I got to say, I'm blown away about this topic. This is a very profound topic when you talk about forgiveness. It's huge. It's huge.
Yes.
There is not one cookie cutter type approach that you could take. So I know you had to do a lot of research on this. I know you had to spend a lot of time.
And let me just, I'm going to toss some questions and some comments out to you on this.
Okay.
Because this, as I said, this is personal for me today, Takiya. So can, yeah, is it possible for some folks who may not want to, have you ever heard of folks not wanting to forgive? And is that a good idea? Because I don't feel that it is. But is it a good idea not to forgive people? You know, should you keep a chip, have that? You know, some folks will not forgive you ever. So
yeah.
What do you say about this? I think they should get your book.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they should pick up forgiveness. Yeah.
Definitely.
And the whole title is Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. So I wanted to get that out by Takiya Chase Smith on Amazon. It's an ebook. Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, so you got it. So back to that. So now in response to that, does everybody need to forgive everybody is the question, I guess.
Okay, so I believe that you need to forgive. Now, I'm not saying forget what they did to you and be their best friend. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to forgive them so that you can move on with your other relationships. If you're holding grudges and you're like, oh, I hate this person or this person did me wrong and I'm never going to forgive them, I'm never going to talk to them again, you're holding more power or they have more power over your life than you would want them to have. So if you just forgive them, say, okay, you hurt me, you harmed me, and I forgive you. I'm not going to be your friend. I don't want to have a personal conversation. I don't want to go out to coffee with you, but I'm going to let go of the pain and the hurt that you caused me because it makes you like, okay, so if you're like a religious person and you do something and then you say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, or you don't say you sorry, you just never discussed it with, you know, your God or whatever, and then you ask him for a blessing, okay, you haven't forgiven the people that harmed you, so, or, you know, you hurt someone else and you're like, oh, well, forgive me. I'm sorry that I did this to you. And they're looking at you crazy, side-eyed, like,
right.
I don't want nothing else to do with you. Don't talk to me ever in life. Like, kick rocks. And that will hurt you. You'll be like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I'm sorry. What did I do to you? So you want them to forgive you. So you have to start with forgiving them for anything that they've done to you.
Yes. Okay.
So it's not an easy process.
It's not easy, and that's what that you took the words right out of my mouth. So how do you start that whole process? What's the first thing that you do when you're looking to forgive someone?
So I believe that it's being honest. You have to be honest with what it was, that how they hurt you and how you felt about it. Express those feelings. Like if you were angry, then say, okay, I was angry at this situation or this instant. I was angry with you, and because I was angry, I held it against you for so long, whether it's days, weeks, hours, months, years, you know, you have to be honest and say exactly how you feel about it. Because some people be like, oh, I'm mad with you, and then that just be it. They don't really speak about it. They don't really talk about it. So you have to be honest with what it is that you're feeling. And then you have to be willing to say, okay, how can I move on from this? Is this something that I can let go of? Because I'll just talk about my situation with being assaulted, sexually assaulted. I was like, I'll never forgive you. Like, I'm angry and I'm hurt, and it's not something that I can get over. But it stubborn and stops the other relationships that you're having. So if you're in an intimate relationship with your spouse or your significant other, you still harboring those feelings aren't healthy. And so, again, it's not it's not easy because some of the pains that you may feel and, you know, you're experiencing and going through it when you're discussing it with yourself or you're writing it down so that you can just get it out in the air, you kind of harbor some of those feelings. So that anger and resentment, it comes back up, and it has to be something that you're willing to deal with at that time.
And facing this is where it sounds like you'll be, you know, that a light, airy feeling will come back to you, and you won't. It won't be so heavy on you. That's what it sounds like. Now, I've got to say, so what's the easiest way? Should we just pick up the phone and call them? Hey, I haven't talked to you in 10 years, but I forgive you. Or should we look to perhaps draft a letter or a personal letter or note. I know no one is doing that in this new era. But is that something we should consider, or should we just send a cold email? You know, with
so
my business signature at the bottom. What would you suggest, Akia?
So I would suggest you write a letter, because when you write, you get all your personal emotions and your feelings out on paper. If you have a conversation with them, they may say something, and it may either trigger you or it may make you shut down. I'm a shut down kind of person. So it may make you shut down, and then you don't get to express how you're really feeling. If you write the letter, they don't have time to interrupt you. They don't have time to brush it off and say, oh, well, I'm sorry that you felt that way, or I don't really care how you feel. Like, you can get out what it is that bothered you, how it made you feel, and then you can say, hey, I forgive you for the thing that you did to me, or the conversation, you know, that we had that really hurt me and the reason why I don't talk to you anymore. So I would write a letter. If you can't contact them or you don't know how to reach them, then everyone's on social media. You can send them a picture of the letter, or you can type it up if they accept you as a friend, you know, through them that way. Or you can go through a relative, because I know that, like, I started writing these books because I have a cousin, and she basically hates half of her family, which is, But she hates half of her family, so she didn't talk to us.
I was always
thinking, like, how could we get her to forgive us, or how can we forgive her for not being around us or taking her kids from us? Because that hurt us as a family, because the family is torn into two parts now. Some of them will deal with us, and then some of them won't. But I forgive her for her being angry with us or being hurt with us or with me personally. And so I wrote her a letter. I didn't send it to her. I'm going to actually give it to one of my cousins who interacts with her, and they can give her the letter. Now, whether or not what she does with the letter is on her. I'm not necessarily looking for a response if she doesn't want to give me one, but I know that I've done my part. I've forgiven her, and I've let her know that I've forgiven her, and I'm able to move on.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Now your pockets looking funny. Never saw it coming cause you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know?
Did not wear braids. time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 9th of 2024. It's about 7, a little after 7 for East Coast folks, Central Time Zone, 6:02. Want to kind of introduce or actually kind of reintroduce today. She's been gone for just a minute. Let me bring back to the line one of my super faves, the longest-serving co-host, co-star in the history of our broadcast. She comes to us all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi, the one and only Queen of the Mornings, Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Happy Mid-Show.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah, happy Mid-Show. She's probably wondering where am I going with this. Good morning officially. Hello. Yes,
hello,
it's good
hello.
To have you back with us live on the air. The family is back together today.
Live on the air, yes.
Yeah, good
it's great
stuff.
Great to be back. Great to be on.
Yeah, same here. Well, that's a good point. And I was kind of got into it a little bit with Michael Hopkins in the first hour on the
right.
show this morning because, yeah, last week, Blog Talk, our platform, one of our partner platforms, they, you know, we had to kind of just be patient a little bit. They, sometimes they have some things that are unscheduled. And they go ahead and do upgrades and all that. And so,
right.
You know, and just to remind you guys out there who are tuned in and listening that if you should be on with us live, it's, you know, this is live broadcasting. Anything can happen and does. And
exactly.
We're living proof
good
of that.
Good old technology.
The good old technology, yes, indeed. it taught us real well. On that case, we'll update you guys. That's why it's important to follow us on social media because immediately I put out updates on Facebook and Instagram and things like that. And just check in with us. You can always reach our office here, you know, send us messages, whatever. We are always happy to respond, and usually we'll be on the next day or update you if it's going to take a little longer. So we were so grateful that we were able to kind of wrap things up over the weekend, and it was
a dandy weekend. All right.
Since the last time we spoke with you guys, as you heard in the first hour of the show, there was the earthquake on Friday of last week.
Yeah.
There was the eclipse. There has been so much going on in the news. I said, oh, boy, it's kind of hard keeping up with all these things.
It is.
It
really so
is.
Much every single
yeah.
day.
It's so much to contend with. Well, let me ask you first, did you see the eclipse? You know, down in Mississippi,
did.
In your part of
I had my students out, yes, outside. We had our glasses, and yes.
Wow.
It was interesting
awesome
to just hear the response from all the kids. You know, a lot of the kids were outside on different sides of the building, and it's like, wow, they're cheering and ooh and on, and it was really magnificent to see.
Wow,
well,
I'm
great.
Jealous. I am so jealous. I mean, I saw all the coverage on television. I looked out the window. It just looked cloudy here in this section where I'm in Houston. And so I didn't see anything but some grayish, you know, it did get darker. I have to say that, you know, it looked a little ominous outside the window, but I didn't see much other than, but everybody was on television cheering and tearing up and all kinds of stuff, and even the animals saw it. And I'm like, oh boy, I feel a little cheated.
Oh, Kerry.
Yeah, but that's okay.
It was great, though.
Yeah.
But
we want to hear from all of you guys. All the videos.
And saw it on the news and everything. Great.
Exactly. So I'm glad. Something positive and great and just reminds us that there's something bigger than we are out there. And if
certainly,
that's not a reminder of that, nothing else is. So,
exactly.
yeah.
So true.
That should really kind of get you thinking. No, let me see. Now, what I did get to experience, even though the earthquake on the East Coast that happened on Friday, as you heard in the first part of the show today,
right.
Siobhan, yeah, she and I were on the line just chatting up a storm. You know, always talking on preparation for the Hair Radio Morning Show and doing things
right.
of that nature. But I was kind of surprised. While we were on, she clearly was experiencing an earthquake out in her neck of the woods in New Jersey. And
wow.
and that was just kind of shocking. How's that?
Wow,
don't
wow.
Job. Okay. But, yeah, so just very surprising and all
very
of that.
Surprising.
So, yeah, but, you know, I'm glad all seem to be okay. And, you know, these occurrences, things are going to happen out here. The good
exactly.
news is, and this is, it seems like so far, so good. You know, everything's okay.
Right.
So that's
Nathan
that.
Takes the
now, yeah, yeah. Now, Nicole Marie, what about this incredible wonderful broadcast today, show number 976.
Ooh. 976, we're moving right along. It has been a wonderful show so far, yes. Been tuning in and listening. And yes, of course,
what
as you just said, first Siobhan talking about the earthquake there and talk about Madam C.J. Walker and Annie Malone.
Yeah, lots of Madam Walker.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Yes, I love
yeah.
it. And you can't forget
I've
the music.
Enjoyed it too.
Can't forget the music.
Very interesting music. We got dug up some Carole King, you know, talking about the earthquake, of course. We had
right.
to get in some Carole King with her hit from yesteryear, I Feel the Earth Move. Also got on some current stuff with My Favorite Audio by the power group, Supergroup LSD.
Right.
And I just and love
Kia,
all.
The Kia Chase.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Talking about
that's
forgiveness.
Right.
That's
well,
a big
a good
one right
point.
There.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Now, how are you on that topic? Are you one of those folks who stays mad when you have a bad, you know, something doesn't go your way, or do you forgive the person? Are you an easy forgiver, an overlooker? How do you weigh in, Nicole?
No, I would not say that I am a overlooker, because I think that, you know, if somebody has hurt your feelings or depending on whatever the situation is, it needs to be dealt with. Because if you're harboring those feelings, sometimes people don't even know that they've offended you or hurt you. So if you are holding on to those feelings, harboring those feelings, it's going to hurt you because they're walking around and they don't even know. But again, then again, if it's a situation where, you know, you had an argument with someone or whatever the case may be, then you need to, sometimes you can discuss it depending on the person now, because you know that person. Or I also believe in, as she said, writing a letter, because you don't want them to say something, do something that may trigger something, that may, it may start another argument. So it, to me, it just depends on the person and how well you know the person and how they react, and you knowing yourself, knowing how you may react. So
good.
It depends on the situation and the person.
Wow.
And knowing yourself.
Yeah, I have to say forgiveness, that's a huge, huge topic. There's so many different degrees and so many different issues and situations and things. But I got to say, I think that it is important to make those kinds of efforts to, you know, look for self-improvement. That's an area that we can all probably do better in.
Right.
And just not internalizing things too much or, you know, just keeping things bottled up. I think, like she
said, that definitely can hurt us.
and make us sick.
Oh, absolutely. It has a physiological impact,
right.
I believe, on when any of that stuff, if you've got too much hanging on the brain,
let it go.
Yeah, let it go. And that's the thing you want to kind of keep in mind. So that was something that, I love that whole indication. And so much. I had to go back to Alelia this morning because, again, having worked with the incredible Alelia Bundles, the great-great-granddaughter,
right.
of whom who Alelia herself was named after, Madam C.J. Walker's own daughter.
Awesome.
Alelia Walker, yeah. So she was named after her. And so Alelia Bundles, she's done our show. She's come down and worked with us on stage in New Jersey at the Showboat Hotel and on the boardwalk in Atlantic City when we did the first actual hair show down there that my company put on. So we've done the work. We've done the work. We hit the stage. And I got to tell you, first, yes, Nicole Marie, let me just tell you, just to go back a little bit, Alelia, just an incredible, I remember the Showboat was so kind. They had this huge, sprawling, wonderful suite and way up high in the building. And I remember we had everybody, all the hair care folks were there. We had a big old party. We had a DJ. And we had this huge space. Alelia was in our little, we had like a little kitchen bar area there. And she was over there fixing the food for everybody. We had folks at the table. Oh, it was just, oh my gosh. I cannot, I can't even express the incredible time. And then, of course, we did our work at the stage, on stage. It was just beautiful location on the actual boardwalk, the first ever hair show on the boardwalk in the wonderful famed hotel there. So real good stuff and just lovely, just incredible. We've got some more wonderful audio bursts that we'll be kind of airing a little bit. I think we have some more commentary on from Alelia and just some good memories. And I just have to say, now she was
good
there
memories.
For our honor. Let me tell you something, to have both Alelia and Bernard Bronner and also Darius Peace, all these hair care legends. Yeah, they were all on stage together. And it was just, it was quite rewarding. So I had a great time and just great memories. And that's what I want to kind of share looking back at almost 1,000 episodes, really.
That's wonderful, Carrie.
So, yeah. So did anything else jump out at you today, Nicole Marie?
Wow. Well, like I said, I already said about the earthquake, and that's really something because this day and time, you never know. Occurrences are happening in places that you don't necessarily think that it would happen. This, hasn't happened in the past, and we just never know. We never know what is going to happen. So,
yeah, you almost have to be prepared for just about anything.
Exactly,
and
because we just never know.
Yeah, that was kind of shocking.
Preparation is the key. Yes, preparation is the key.
Well, I thought we were prepping for the eclipse, and here was the earthquake.
Right, earthquake.
Yeah, which is something that has been closely associated with, Asia and
exactly.
the West Coast, the folks here in America. And I have to say, since you heard that I mentioned I lived out on the West Coast, but even before I moved to California, When I was based out of New Jersey on the East Coast, I remember actually, New Jersey, or Philadelphia, one of the two. But anyway, I went out to the West Coast to visit my uncle in Riverside, California. And that's just on a visit to California. Just my first time ever out to the West Coast. My first time ever, there was an earthquake. And and you guys can Google it. It was a big earthquake that I mentioned in Whittier on the segment earlier. I mentioned it because it was, I never will forget. And so, and one of the last ones when I was out there way back, they had one in Northridge, California as well. So there were always these huge earthquakes, and they were really quite alarming at that time. And this was real interesting to talk to our fans about, and just, like you said, to be prepared. I don't think it can get any better said than being prepared. So real good stuff. So, that's what I have to say about this this morning on the all-new Hey Radio Morning Show. Our broadcast number 976 on this April 9th morning, 2024. Yeah, we really only have about 24 shows, I guess, to go. And, I mean, we are right around
coming
the corner. That's nothing. Yeah, it should definitely arrive. I would say any time in the next 2-3 months, we'll be hitting that number, that big 1-000. And I'm super excited about it. And for you, being the longest-serving co-star on the show, co-host, are definitely a big part of our success here. Yeah. And then, of course, the incredible Michael Hopkins, of course, the Best Talk Radio Show. We'll be checking in with him in just a little bit as well, in about 6 minutes from right this very second. And real happy to catch up with him about that talk. But first, before we get to all of that, Nicole Marie, I want to talk a little bit about the inspiration that that I'm so happy that you really kind of bring to the table here at Hair Radio. Each day you help to make sure that we're inspired in the right way and all that good stuff. And we're just so happy that we get to do that with Nicole Marie and Hope of the Day. Let's take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hopes.
All right, Patrick's book, High Hope. What can you tell us, Nicole Marie, on the hope for today?
Our hope for today ties right into what we've been talking about. Review the facts. When emotions run high and things threaten to get out of hand, mentally step back and take yourself out of the picture. Revert to the facts. Argue and choose purely on those facts. Back to you, Karen.
Wow. Just the facts, ma'am. I go so far back, you know, just the facts, ma'am. Wow. Yeah, no, I'm with Patrick all the way on this. Review the facts, stay focused on the facts, and, you know, and I have to say, these days it seems like that's not even enough, you know.
So true.
Yeah, right.
People trying to make up their own facts.
Exactly.
Based on their opinions and what they want.
Exactly. And I believe there is a saying out there that says you may be entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. And
so
I said, wow, yeah, that is quite interesting. So, yeah, real good stuff. So, for me, no, I agree. And but I do, I love the idea of keeping the focus on what's important and out, you know, laying it all out there just
right.
As I think it was Sergeant Friday. I'm going to check it with Mike on that part. But just the facts, ma'am, literally. So what about yourself? What about you, Nicole Marie? How are you on focusing on the facts? Are you one of those who kind of drifts off to some of the other, you know, things, or do you stay focused on those facts?
I stay focused on the facts because it's easy to get sidetracked and you're pulling in all these other different things and opinions creep in and emotions run high. And this is like, no, these are the facts, though. This is it. This is what we need to focus on.
These are the facts.
These are the facts. No matter how you believe, which way you want to sway it, these are the facts. So we need to stick with the facts.
You know what?
No matter how you
want
to swing it, we're sticking with the facts.
Exactly. And there's been so much, you know, you really got to, you know, follow and stay connected to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are truth tellers here.
That's
and we live in that
truth
space.
Truth sets you
fact.
Free, Carrie.
Yeah. So that's you free. I love it. And it does. Listen, let's bring our brother Michael Hopkins, the host of ETR, Best Talk Radio. And by the way, I know that Michael has, we've been working on some big, big, big developments that we're going to be rolling out very, very soon, and we can't wait to keep you guys informed. But Michael Hopkins comes to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, you're on with Nicole Marie, Carrie Hines,
oh,
and all the fans.
Yes.
Morning, Michael.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, so Michael, how do you? Oh, what can you hear? So what were you about to say?
Oh, I'm just laughing because I can hear the theme from Dragnet in my ear right now. And I can see Jack Webb talking about just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Well, that's exactly. I knew you would catch that reference, Michael. Now,
Joe Friday.
Right? And I wanted to ask you about that. Are you someone who likes to focus or stay kind of focused on those facts? I mean, you do a lot of claims work that we're going to be talking about in the next half hour or so. With Vet Talk Radio, and what, you know, your show comes on a little later on this morning at 8:30 Eastern, right here on our network. But if we're looking at the facts, and for yourself, do you stay focused on those facts? And
Carrie, Nicole Marie, I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice because I have to look at what's in black and white in front of me. I can't get into the emotional, how I feel, and they should know, and can't do that. I have to see what is in front of me. The facts are what? This is what you did 40 years ago. This is what's going on with you now. Those are the facts. That touchy-feely and, you know, I love you too and all that, no, we don't go by that. And I learned that from military, the law enforcement, working high-level security in federal buildings. It's the facts. See,
okay.
the facts are the facts are the facts. And you can't get around it. Yeah, you can't get around it. That's just the way
all
it is.
Right. Okay. All right, very good point. Nicole Marie, right? Good point.
Right.
Okay. Awesome job. Great hope of the day, Nicole Marie,
yes,
Michael Hopkins. Let's take a music break. Hey, I got to tell you, I just feel some candy. I know I played candy last week. We're going to listen to it today because I love me some candy state. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
In sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You'll count up the years.
baby, but you won't have your man while he's busy loving every woman that he can. I say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away. In trouble and strife, my mind must be free to learn all I can about me. I'm gonna love me for the rest of my days. Encourage the babies every time they say, self-preservation is what's really going on today. Yeah, I say I'm gonna turn loose 100 times a day. But how can I turn loose when I just can't break away?
I just can't break away.
Oh, young heart, run free and never be hung up like my man and me.
Okay, we're back live with Vet Talk Radio Show with your host, Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have our amazing Michael's Angels. You guys know Michael's amazing panel of producers, Nur Jahan. And Michael, just a taste of what's to come. We're back live, and yes,
oh, yeah.
Your wonderful Vet Talk radio show will be on in just a little bit. But Michael, let's talk a little bit about Vet Talk Radio. You are pulling up on your fourth season, literally, of this show. It's been a remarkable success. I'm just overwhelmed by how successful your show has become. And let's talk a little bit about that briefly. What can you say about this? You know, how did it catch you off guard on some of this, on how well it's been received?
I always say we started out doing the Vet Talk radio show, and we just thought it was going to be a little deal, a couple of people listening, and that was it. Well, little did we know, it just took off like gangbusters. And I have so many veterans that always they approached me and they're, hey, I listened to the show. That was a good point that you brought up. You know, I didn't think about that. And nobody's ever said that the way you said it about going after that particular claim or looking at the claim from another angle. And it's just a wow, Carrie. I don't know any other way to say it. It's just a wow, and I love it. I just love it because I love helping veterans, and I love helping them.
You love helping them what, Michael?
I just love helping them navigate the claims and compensation process, Carrie. Yeah. I just love it. Awesome. I really do. Awesome.
And you're good at it, Michael. You're very good at it. Well, listen, speaking of which, we have a huge announcement that's coming soon about Vet Talk Radio. So we'll be checking in on that. Coming up at 8:30 Eastern today, really about 8:28 this morning. So, you know, you're going to get a couple extra minutes in on Vet Talk today. And I can't wait to hear what you've got to talk about. Just remind everybody again, if you missed the earlier announcement, what is today's broadcast all about?
It's all about the pros and cons of choosing a veterans claims representative. That's what it's about today, Carrie.
The pros and cons, so the things that are for and against the idea of selecting certain types of representatives. So folks who generally assist the veterans with their claims filings. So
very much so,
Carrie. Both sides. Okay, well, I cannot read. It's always exciting.
Neither can I.
Carrie. All right. So now, Michael, I don't know, just a departure for a quick moment. If you've been listening this morning, there's been so much talk about Madam C.J. Walker. Did you hear all of this on the show?
Oh, yes, Carrie.
Bandosa, Alilia Bandos.
Oh, yes. I really do. I love Alilia Bandos. I mean, just the energy that she brings, the history that she brings. It is so important. Yeah. It is so important.
I totally agree. Well, listen. There was, we have a wonderful segment that I'm going to get on here right now, which I love because it's very short, but it talks a little bit about the history of this incredible lady, Madam C.J. Walker. Now, this, you know, this is just some folks who wanted to put their spin on it, and of course, we had to go to the horse's mouth, so to speak. We went right to Alilia Bandos, the great-great-granddaughter, to clarify everything. But here's a little bit about Madam C.J. Walker. We'll be back with so much more to get into in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everybody. So much more to come and unpack today.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race, outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of Black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most Black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I'm the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the Black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker, an ingenious marketer, and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 9th of 2024. Wow. Okay. Really good stuff. Let's see. One moment. Let's try to get this going here.
Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All-Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Okay, no, we'll take it. It's Tuesday morning, April 9th, 2024, show number 976. Michael Hopkins is with us on
Air
right now. We're live. Yeah, Michael, yeah. So we've been listening all the Madam C.J. Walker talk. We love it right here on the show. It's my favorite subject that we've been covering in recent times. So really good stuff. Now, Michael, that talk Tuesdays are always big for you and our fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Right? But, you know, these days you've been working on something and kind of doing a good job of keeping it a secret from a lot of folks out there what you've been working on. But I am going to drop a hint about it. I know what it is.
And it is going to just, it's going to mean so much to the listeners. It really is. And the folks who support your efforts with Vet Talk Radio. And so I just wanted to, you guys are going to love this. So should be the early part of next week should be a big rollout on Vet Talk. And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
What goes through your mind when you hear something like that, Michael?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big, Carrie. Very big. Oh, yeah.
Michael, bigger than the earthquake last week on the Northeast in America?
Oh, yeah. Bigger than the bridge box. All that good stuff. Oh, yeah.
Bigger than the eclipse, too?
Oh, yes. Bigger. Better. Bolder,
okay.
Right?
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely tease that. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you so much for being with us. Let's just back it up a little bit. It's Tuesday morning, April 9th, 2024. It's our show number 976. And, Michael, I don't know if you've been listening. We've been kind of jamming, playing a little bit of a hodgepodge of music as well. I think we had on some Candy Staten. We've had on Carol King.
One of our favorites, Carrie.
Really? What is that?
Oh, I love Carol King.
Oh, Carol King.
Yes. She is one of my she was and still is an incredible lady when it comes to her musical, her writing skills. I mean, we are talking, what was it, the Shirelles, and we're talking the 60s and the Beehive Head and the girl groups and... I mean, it just goes on and on. And she reinvents herself.
She was in the 70s, I believe, with all of that. But, yeah, Carol King, and just recently on Broadway, they had a whole thing with her music.
Yeah.
We just love Carol King.
She's definitely been around, Carrie.
Yeah, and great music that you can relate to.
Yeah.
And same with Candy and all the folks that we kind of play a little bit here on the show, and just a great reminder that we're so connected to the great music that's out there. So much has come before us, and I just like to shine a light on it ever so often here on the show.
Oh, yeah, very
much
so.
That's kind of what we were doing today. One of the other things we opened up, speaking of Carole King and I Feel the Earth Move, song that we played, so much earthquake talk this morning as well. The whole show, when we opened up with Siobhan, Desir, myself on the phone, Michael, have you ever experienced an earthquake before, Michael?
Oh, sure have, Carrie.
Really?
Back, there was in Mineral, Virginia, back in the, if I remember correctly, it was like 2011. And that's when the big earthquake came through Virginia. It started in Mineral, Virginia, and it just worked its way up.
Mineral, as in mineral water?
Yeah, very much so. There's a Mineral, Virginia.
Oh, I love that name. Well, that's the perfect place if you're going to start some kind of an earthquake.
And you know, Carrie, it worked its way all the way to Maryland. I was in Prince George County in Maryland at the time, and I had a security training business and company. And we felt the earthquake. You know, like Carol King said, you feel the earth move. We thought
Under your feet. That's right.
And we thought a truck hit the building because the way it shook.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it literally shook the building. And we were on the fourth floor.
Wow. Okay. That is incredible. Yeah, I remember a couple of those quakes. And, no, as Carol's saying, literally, it felt, when I was standing up, it felt like rolling rocks under my feet back in L.A. And out there, the earthquakes were a little bit, they certainly lasted longer, I think, because I happened to be on the line. We were literally doing some work over the telephone Siobhan and I. So as you heard in the first hour of the show today, so I was kind of surprised that this was happening as well. Again, in real time, we were experiencing it. Even though I'm, you know, 1,500 miles away, it still felt, I could almost feel it through the phone line. So real interesting stuff.
Wow.
Michael Hopkins.
Stuff.
Yes, yes. Listen, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We got a lot to get into this morning. You're coming up in what, about a little less than a half hour? Or about a half hour
wow,
from right dear. This very moment. Speaking of Vet Talk, we've got a whole new episode that you'll be kind of unveiling and rolling out with that in just a little bit. So I'm real, real excited about today and so much news talk and all this kind of stuff going on out here in the world. Just happy to have you guys with us, really. Why don't we take a little bit, Michael? You know, we've been kind of doing a whole bunch of interesting talk here on the show, and I think it's time we get some, or just take a little bit of a music break, a little commercial break. So stay with us, folks. More to come on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be back.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Thank you.
music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But what can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off and
right.
presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position, it's you're just what the babies call old school, you know, and I always answer that with, well, there had to be an old school before there was a new one. So, but it is a marketing industry today. Everybody is marketed to the hilt. So, you know, it's just another industry altogether. There's basically no more record stores where you can walk in and actually touch and see and buy directly. You know, you go to your computer now. And all the technologies of the youth are being portrayed today. So, and I'm certain it was the same way with me, you know, with the industry when I was coming along. You know, we had certain things that we did, certain people that supported us, and that's what's going on today.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
We're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 9th, 2024. It's great to have you guys with us. Real happy indeed. It's about 8:07 for folks on the East Coast. I'm out at Air Radio Houston at 7:07 out here. Amazing weather. Let me get Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, VA, back to the line again.
Yes.
Happy Spotlight Hour. It's our third hour.
Oh, yes.
You'll be on with that talk episode and all that stuff in about 20 minutes
all that good
from
stuff.
Right now.
But, Michael, yeah, did you enjoy that little break there? Was that not a nice little break?
Oh, yes. Very much so. You had one of my favorite people on there with Dionne Warwick-Bennett. Wow, that is just going back.
Yeah. Today I'm in one of those kinds of moods, and the fans have asked for some of these retro songs. I love them, love them, love them. And, of course, I had to play Dionne. Chatting with her, you know, doing the interview with Miss Dionne Warwick, multi-Grammy award-winning superstar, who, you know, and Dionne, everything from We Are the World to That's What Friends Are For with Elton John. I mean, she's done it all. And We Are the World was Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, Cyndi Lauper, the Pointer Sisters, and so many others, Quincy Jones, and Lionel
Richie. The heavies of the heavies.
Diana Ross. They were super heavy. And to be able to have, first of all, just even having Dionne on our show was so huge. There are not too many folks I've interviewed that have literally made me feel a little tinge of nervousness.
I can dig that.
I can honestly say, definitely the day that I had to interview Miss Dionne Warwick, I was very, very nerve-wracking that day. It was really, well, what it was about. Now, I, again, interviewed Dionne's sister, Dee Dee, twice. I interviewed her twice. We've since lost Dee Dee Warwick, of course. But Dionne, when she was on the show, I said, Dionne, I said, I've interviewed your sister twice. And she was really moved by that. And but I was very nervous because I grew up, I think my whole life, listening to Dionne Warwick and her music. From the time I was a little kid, it was the first music I ever heard, really, was Dionne's music in our house. And so so to move to East Orange, New Jersey, as you guys know, I'm from Philadelphia. You are too, Michael. You're born down in Philly.
Very much so.
And so being from Philadelphia and then moving to East Orange, New Jersey, of all the places, I had no idea that that's where her family and everybody was pretty much central, you know, based out of North New Jersey, East Orange area. So just a coincidence, and then I ended up going to high school. At that time, Whitney wasn't famous yet, but I ended up going to high school. That's how long I've been out there. I'm giving my age away. I went to school with Dionne's cousin. At that time, she was the famous one in the family, along with Sissy, of course. So I just remember that so well. Her family's always meant so much to me. And so to have Dionne here, that was one of the times I was famous. And I mentioned two times. You have no idea the other guests, the other interview that I've done, and I've interviewed some folks that have never aired. I'll share that with you a little later or maybe on tomorrow's episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. But you'll never guess who was the other guest who made me just a little bit nervous. Not much, but just a little. I said, ooh, ooh, ooh. Take a guess, Michael Hopkins.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, it had to be somebody big. Wow. Had to be somebody big, Carrie. Oh, you are stumping me on this one because, I mean, you've done so many interviews with so many great people. You have. And you're definitely stumping me on this one. Wow.
Well, the person is someone who literally was one of those who knew Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., personally. And so to have an interview with this gentleman The very day that my article in the New York Daily newspaper was released was quite meaningful. I'm talking about the one and only Reverend Jesse Jackson.
So that would have been my third guest.
Okay, well, that was quite meaningful, and not nervousness in a bad way, but, you know, just these are folks, everybody I've talked to, I mean, almost everybody, you know, are folks that I know or, you know their music or know their entertainment background, or they've, you know, quite successful folks. They've won Grammys and Tonys and all that kind of stuff and nominated for Academy Awards. I'm like, boy, the Hair Radio Morning Show has gone straight to the top. Yes, Michael, when we say you haven't made it until you've done what, Michael?
You haven't made it until you've made it to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
That's right. And we mean it. So, yeah, good stuff. Now, Michael, Vet Talk Radio, because you really haven't made it either unless you've made it the Vet Talk Radio Show, at least to tune in. You'll be on in about 15 minutes from right now. We're going to send you on to kind of get prepared for this broadcast. Again, just remind everybody what today's show, Michael Hopkins, is all about.
Wow, Carrie. We're going to be talking about the pros and cons of choosing a veterans claims representative. Going to be a great show, Carrie.
I can't wait. I do agree. And just, you know, on with so much going on. For you guys just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Michael Hopkins. It's Tuesday morning, April 9th, 2024. It's our broadcast show number 976, and we are closing in on 1K broadcast.
Right.
That's 1K,
closing
right? 1,000.
1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's a lot. A lot of talk, Michael.
Yes, it has been.
Yeah. So here goes. I just have been working on my new book. Folks have been asking me about my old book. You guys know How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. This book is a perennial book. It's always out there, available on Amazon. You can get it anytime. Just Google How to Get Rich in the Hair Business is the title. It's available in ebook form. It's available in paper that you can read, paperback. You can even get an audio book. You know, please check it out. But my new book has a lot to do with where I am today on the business, you know, and I had a couple of days. I've had some guests right here in Houston talking about me mentoring folks and our youth and all of that on the business, and that I take that as high praise to be able help them, with, you know, learning how to launch a successful podcasting career. And so real good stuff. Good things, Michael. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
haven't you
been asked to mentor folks? You are an accredited claims agent, Michael. Folks know that you know what you're talking about with regards to assisting the veterans and the claims process. What would you like to share today on that? Have you been mentoring folks? I know you do.
Oh, sure, Carrie. Most definitely, because there are some veterans that they want to help other veterans with the claims and compensation process, but they don't know where to start. So I mentor them by teaching them the proper techniques in helping another veteran file for compensation. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's great stuff.
I was about to say, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel great, Carrie, because it's carrying on a legacy as far as veterans are concerned. it's sort of like the each one teach one. And that's what the whole claims process is really about, Gary. It's about one veteran teach another veteran. And we just keep it going just like that. It's like a perpetual in motion thing. And it works out great because as veterans, you know, we feel comfortable around other veterans. Somebody that has done what we've done, they've been where we've been, they experienced what we experienced. And you can talk a whole lot better, a lot more freely with another vet than you can if you just go into an office somewhere and you're talking to somebody about your claims. And you're using military terminology sometimes, Carrie. And, you know, we have our own terminology. Like any other industry, the military has their own terminology.
And that's incredible.
And,
it really is. It's
yes, it is.
That you guys understand. And you have all kinds of wonderful little ways that you relate to one another because it's a shared experience that you guys have been through. And to all of our amazing men and women who have served this great country and made such a contribution, we salute you, as you guys are going to hear in just a few minutes as well. Michael, I got to say, just some really good stuff going on these days at Head Radio and Vet Talk Radio. So just to turn back for a second, you guys are going to hear some great stuff in the next couple of days, some big announcements. I cannot wait to get the reaction from the fans. And Michael, each of us have a fan group, like we all have our fans out there. Nicole Marie has the Queens and Kings. That's her fan club, her fans. I have the Care Bears, K-E-R, the Cares and Carry, the Care Bears. You guys get it, I'm sure. You're the ones who picked it out for me. I got the Care Bears. And Michael, just want to shout out all the fans and your fans. What are your fans called, Michael?
Carrie, my fans are called the Claim Hunters. That's who my fans
are.
Claims.
How did you come up with that?
Because that's what we do. We hunt for claims.
Yep. I'm looking at this. I'm getting the visual now. Okay, well, Michael Hopkins, listen, we're going to go ahead and let you get on ready for your broadcast coming up in about 8 minutes from right now. And just real excited. What can I say? You know, you're just doing it up these days, Michael Hopkins, on the All New Head Radio Morning Show. And we are just so proud of all that you're doing. So listen, stay with us. We're going to take a little bit of a music break. We'll be right back. I think you guys remember this song. We'll be right back.
It's not your situation, I just need contemplation over you. I'm not so systematic, it's just that I'm an addict for your love. Nothing I wanna hold you, I never ever should have told you you're my only girl. I'm not the only one that holds you, I never ever should have told you, you're my only one. Just think how long I've known you, it's wrong for me to own you, lock and key. It's really not confusing, I'm just the only illusion, can't you see? Not the only one. Never ever should have told you you're my only girl. Nothing on the one that holds you. I never ever should have told you you're my only girl.
Georgia, gorgeous, good and power.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Oh yeah, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 9th, 2024. We are so excited. Stay tuned. We've got a very, very special Vet Talk Radio episode on the way this morning and so much more. So happy that you guys are with us and just, you know, we're doing our thing. And Michael Hopkins should be on the way in just a moment. Stay with us. All right, Michael, I'm just going to say we're excited to roll on in with VTR, so get ready, Brother Michael. Get ready.
Very much so.
Yeah, we've got some big stuff ahead and very, very excited. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. More with Vet Talk and everything else on the way.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Kerry Hines, right here on the All-Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins.
executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Okay, Michael, we are ready to rock and roll this morning for the latest episode of the VTR show. So excited. Okay, so today's episode, Michael Hopkins, is all about the pros and cons and so much more. So, all right, let's let it rip. Stay with us. Okay, Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk Radio Show fans, just so super happy to be with everybody. So, Michael, today, what are we talking about?
Gary, we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of choosing a veterans claims representative. That's our topic for today.
Okay. And I think to further break this down, you are looking more closely. This really emanated from a recent broadcast in which you covered quite a few of the different options for selecting representation. And so today you're kind of breaking down each one of these options individually. So you're covering maybe one or two today. And
very
which
much
one or
so
two are you covering? Yeah, so what's up first?
Right, Carrie, okay. We're going to be talking about do-it-yourself. That's going to be the first one we're going to be talking about. And it's always, Carrie, you know, it's always pros and cons when you're doing claims and the claims process. And as a veteran, you have to be aware of these things because you want to go the right path. You want to choose the right path when it comes to the claims, the whole process, who you choose, what you do. If you don't choose the right path, Carrie, unfortunately, you may not get the results that you want. And as you know, the results, we want positive results. We want to get rated for whatever it is that we filed for. We always want to get rated. It doesn't always happen that way, but we want to choose the right path. And we're right now, how does that sound to you, Carrie, choosing the right path?
I was just thinking as you were saying that, you talk about the DIY, I call it DIY, the do-it-yourselfers. The folks who choose to go that route, the veterans, the disabled veterans, the veterans who wish to file the claims and do it all themselves, they're not seeking representation for any assistance. So this is what, you know, you're looking at the folks who are for that and the idea of maybe some different notions against that idea. So, okay, Michael, I'm ready to hear. First, are you looking at the pros first? You starting with the positive?
Right. Let's look at the pros, Carrie. How about that?
I think we should probably always leave. Let's go with some of the challenging things first, maybe, and then leave everybody on a positive up note. So either way, but let's
sounds
maybe
like
what,
a plan to me.
Yeah, what? Let's flip it a little bit, Michael. Let's try to look at the cons first. Yeah. So what are some of the challenges for those folks who are looking to forget about the having representation and kind of doing it themselves? What are some of the cons about that, or what's the overall idea that you feel?
Well, Carrie. And I'm glad you brought that up, Carrie Hines, because some of the challenges of filing for a claim, the number one challenge that I always see when I have a do-it-yourselfer is a strategy, Carrie Hines, a strategy. Strategy. I always see this same issue always comes up. you know, by the time they, me as an accredited claims agent, they come to me because something's not working. And that's always the case. They did not have a strategy when they were filing for compensation. They didn't have a strategy. You have to have a strategy, Carrie Hines.
Okay, well, Michael, maybe what it is for the veterans out there listening, what are some tips to kind of help them to figure out a strategy? Are there some things that they can do for themselves to figure out on their own that will help to come up with a good strategy? And when you say strategy, you're really just saying what they can come up with to be successful with the filing. So
Very much, Carrie. Now, speaking of strategies, one of the items that a veteran, if they want to do this themselves, there's a key thing they should do, Carrie, before they do anything else. And you know what that key thing is, Carrie Hines?
What's that?
Research.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what they should do, Carrie. Before filing a claim, do your homework. Do your homework. A lot of people, you know the old adage where they'll say, just throw everything at the wall like spaghetti and let's see what sticks.
Right.
Yeah. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. You have to do some research. You have to find out in your medical records, if you're doing this yourself, you have to look through your medical records as a veteran. And I don't just mean the medical records that you currently have from the VA healthcare system or your private doctor. One of the things, if a veteran has them, Carrie Hines, they should go back and go into their original service treatment records. And they should look from the beginning to the end of their, if they have them. Some people don't have them, Carrie Hines, so they have to do some other things. But if a veteran has their original service treatment records, that's the beginning. That's where you start before you file anything. You go, you look through your records, and you take a magic marker. I always take a yellow highlighter and those little notepad stickies.
Yes.
And I go hunting for things. You know, like claims hunters, perhaps, Carrie Hines?
Of course. I'm a claim hunter fan. So really
right.
Good stuff. Okay.
That's
well, so, Michael, this is one of the cons that you mentioned. So folks tend to lack having a strategy. So you need to be
very
strategic.
Very much so.
Okay.
Very
so what's
much
another
so.
Con on the do-it-yourself list?
Another con, Carrie, is they don't have anybody coaching them.
Okay.
They don't have
so,
that. You need, if you've
no
never done this before, right, you need coaching support. You need someone coaching you that has gone through, as I call it, you've gone through the fire, you've crossed the desert, you've done all of those things to get rated. You've done your homework. And that's what someone who has never done this before, that's what they need. They need a coach. Now, Carrie, don't all athletes have coaches? Don't all great athletes have coaches?
I know I do.
Yep. What athlete have you seen that's a superstar just went out and did it all on their own? I can't think of
exactly.
one. Can you?
Neither can I, because everybody
right.
needs some type of help, especially getting started
right.
on this claims process. So, Michael,
yeah,
I'm
right.
just looking at a couple of the pros and cons of each one of these. Now, what about in the pro side? Now, just a quick review on the con side, when you're talking about and these do-it-yourselfers who are the folks who decide, hey, I'm not going to use any representation to assist me with completing the disability claims process. I'm just going to do it myself. So those are the DIYs, and that's the do-it-yourselfers who you just listed a couple of the cons. Well, let's take a look at some of the pros of doing it yourself. Are there benefits in terms of doing it yourself, Michael? What can you share?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. Very much so. The number one pro in all of this is that great word, F-R-E-E. It's free.
That's the big word. So free
big
is
word.
One of the
it's
huge
free.
Pro
you don't okay. have to pay anybody. You there's no money being shelled out. You don't have to do anything because it's free if you do this yourself.
Okay.
That's
well,
the beautiful
so,
thing.
I'm
that's
so
a pro
wow.
thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's pretty hard to get past that one. But
hard to get past free.
Yeah. So, Michael, when you talk about free for the veterans, what about sometimes they, you know, for the other things that they may have to pay for? So that's if they choose not to do it themselves, and you're using some of the other options that you talked
right.
about recently, and we'll be getting into a little bit on some sort
very
of
much so, right. Carrie.
Okay.
Very
well,
much
that's
so.
A big one. All right. As they say, free 99. Okay.
That's right.
Michael Hopkins, what's the next pro item?
Next pro, Carrie, is the veteran gets to exercise complete control of the claims process. There's no middleman. There's no, I got to figure out. There's nobody else. You are in control as a veteran, and that's a good position to be in, being in control of this complete process. That's a good thing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So they're in control of the process, but give us an example. So how does that work? How does that
great example, Carrie. It benefits them like this. They don't have someone else that's helping them file that can decide on putting in a claim on their behalf, have them file for something they have no idea about. You know, like I was saying before, the old let's just throw the spaghetti on the wall and see what happens.
Right.
Sometimes representatives of veterans just file for things that the veteran has no idea that they filed for it until all of a sudden they get a phone call from an independent person that represents the VA as a contractor that wants to take them to and wants them to go to a claims and pension examination. I can give you a perfect example, Carrie. Perfect example.
Okay.
Perfect example. Sometimes a claims rep knows the job that the person did in the military, and they'll file for hearing loss for that person without that person knowing about it. They may not file for tonight. It's the ringing in the ears, which they more than likely should have been filing for. They go straight away and they file for hearing loss for that veteran as a direct claim, like it happened on active duty, without telling the veteran, this is what I'm going to file for. I'm filing for your hearing loss. So now the veteran gets a call from one of the government contractors that handles veterans for claims and compensation, and they're trying to set up an appointment for this person to go to their audiologist for their hearing loss claim. And the veteran is thinking, what hearing loss claim? I don't know anything about that. So now you see, Carrie Hines, how that can go downhill when they're showing up for something they have no idea. and they're saying the wrong things. Yeah, I mean, it's a big wow. It is a big wow.
Awesome job on the DIY, the do-it-yourselfers. So this is a very good pros and cons breakdown, Michael. So first you did the cons, then you did the pro items. Did you have any other items that you wanted to talk about on this or summarize it any kind of way before we move on to consulting firms? I can't wait.
You know, Carrie, another good thing about when the DIYer is doing this, they can submit all the paperwork, all the forms themselves. So, once again, they understand what's going on. They know what they submitted for. There's no mystery. There's no, I'm not sure. And that's one of the pro things when you're doing this yourself. How's that sound? Sound like a plan?
A big plan and a big wow. Good
Very
job,
big
Michael
plan.
Hoffman.
Big
All
wow.
Right.
Big wow.
As we just said, it's time to kind of start on the consulting firms. Again, just to kind of catch everybody up to speed, Michael, what we're doing today, we're talking about this because it's really a breakdown. And it's all based upon a recent episode of Vet Talk Radio in which you really did a review of options. So in other words, options for the veterans when looking to complete their claims. So they have different options in terms of representation. So if they need assistance in that process, you broke it. Well, you gave up an overview at that time. Today is
very much so,
Carrie. Each one of those items that you listed, and you are further breaking it down where it can be beneficial. So today, we just did one on the do-it-yourselfers who choose to complete the claims without representation. You did the pros and cons for that. Now, the second part of this, you are looking at the pros and cons of using a consulting firm. What's this about, Michael?
Yeah. Oh, yes. One of the things, Carrie, a lot of these consulting firms have been in the news lately with the VA and even some states here in the United States of America have had some issues with some of these consulting firms. Now, what they call themselves, Carrie Hines, they call themselves like educational firms and they're educating veterans and you know, they're helping veterans, all this good stuff. This is what, under the guise of this is what they're doing. But in recent times, there has been controversy because of some of the things we're going to get into on the pro and the con side of these consulting firms. You know, it's really, you know, it's wow. I don't even know where to begin sometimes, Gary.
I know. I'm thinking about this because there are often quite a few of the military, the veterans who are completing these claims. And we see, and these are consulting firms that even I see on television and all over the place. And
right.
I'm always wondering about some of these consulting firms. You know, are they legitimate? That's what runs through my mind mostly, and I'm not
right.
even a veteran.
And you're right,
and that's
Gary.
What I'm wondering. That's
that
the first
is the question. That's the question.
Wow.
It's a wow. And you know what you just said, Carrie, it actually fits under the cons of using a consulting firm. Many of these consulting firms, unfortunately, they're not sanctioned by the VA to do what they do. They're not, and that's part of what the controversy is right now with the VA and with a lot of these consulting firms. Because when you look at it, a lot of them have been popping up right after the PACT Act. There were some that were there before the PACT Act that – in 2022, there were quite a few of them, But it's getting even that, and with Camp Lejeune and the water, and like you said, all of a sudden, all of these firms and lawyers, everybody's showing up on TV, and they all shouting the same thing. We can help you. Just sign up with us. We'll fight the government for you, all that good stuff.
Wow.
One of the things, though, as veterans that, and even veterans' families have to look out for is this. They may not be charging you, Carrie Hines, on the front end of this.
Oh,
it may
boy,
not,
you're going to pay on the back end.
On the back end, you're going to pay. And just to give you an example, give everybody out there an example, some of these claims consulting companies, they may charge the average veteran six times the amount of monies that
wow.
if they help them win a claim, and there's a difference between where they are in their rating and they get a new rating, and whatever that difference is, many of them have it written into contracts that veterans sign with them to get payment that way. They may charge you every time they help you, some charge up to six times the amount. Like, if, say, for example, you went from, let's say, you went from 40 to 60% rating, and there was a, say there was a $500 difference. They may want you to pay that $500 difference for 6 months. Some of them may even try to charge you for a year. Everybody has something different going on when it comes
wow.
to a lot of these consulting firms. And that's what's been going on. You know, the government, many veterans have complained about these consulting firms, and they've been gotten
well,
money from.
We say the word dodgy a little bit, some.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Michael, looking at some of these consulting firms, what are some of the pros and cons, if we can break it down, starting with the cons on this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, starting with some of the cons is the money aspect. You're going to pay money. They're not doing this out of the kindness of their hearts, Gary Hines, because they like veterans. It's a business. You consult with these guys. You're going to pay money. Somewhere along the way, when they get you to sign that contract, and whatever all it has in that contract, the bottom line is you're going to pay out some money if they help you win a claim or two or three or four. You're going
good.
To pay out money. Yes.
This is something that's important to keep in mind. So this is one of the cons underutilizing a
that's,
consulting firm.
Yes.
Breaking it down. Okay.
Now, another one, Carrie Hines.
Yes. Another con.
These companies, another con would be a lot of these companies, they're not certified by the VA, the Office of Veteran Affairs, to do this, what they're doing. And yet we all know this is America and business and all that. However, the government, i.e. the VA, certifies individuals to do this type of work, because you have to have a check and balance system. It has to be accountability.
Mm.
You have
mm-hmm.
to have that, Carrie Hines, dealing in the claims world. And guess what? These consulting companies, don't have that.
Mm.
They don't have a check and balance that's set up. Like if you're certified to do this through the government, like if you're
right.
a claims agent, you're a VSO, you're an
right.
accredited attorney, you have a check and balance system. They don't have a check and balance system. So if something happens, if something goes south, many times the veterans are just left holding the bag.
Okay, so these are the cons, no checks and balance system.
Right. And you know, another thing too, Gary, that's a con. Here's another one that's a con.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question, Carrie. Would you allow just anybody to have your pertinent information, like your Social Security number for instance, banking information, or even your health care information?
No, we don't
want
that public.
We don't want that, but here you go. Dealing with some of these companies, something like that can happen. Or you allow them to get into some of your medical information, or you send them your medical information. So those are cons that you know, it just, and many of these companies, as I, you know, have stated before, they're under investigation now because of these issues. Those are the cons with these companies.
Well, Michael, I cannot wait to hear the pro side. So when it is something that can work out in a positive way regarding the consulting firm.
Okay.
What's up next? Wow.
Yeah, now some of the pro sides of working with some of these companies, they will assign you a coach to help you with your claims for compensation. And they set up sessions with the coaches. The coach has a strategy for you once they see either what you're rated for or if you're not rated. They have access to medical professionals that can help you with things like Nexus letters, disability benefits questionnaires, or better known as DBQs. They can do medical exams for you. They have all of those things, and they can do them like bam, 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 and help you to file.
Wow.
They can't complete your paperwork now, Carrie, but those are the pros when you're working with these guys. They can make it happen. And in the claims arena, that's what you want. You want it to get it, make it happen, you know, rather quickly. Get in, get everything you need, your medical education or your medical stuff, and do the claim and get it to the VA, the claims section. Now, I mean, those are pro things. Those are really good things. They can do video conferencing with you, one-on-one sessions. They have all kinds of things on the internet that can help you as a veteran to understand the claims process. Those are the type of pro things that they do.
Sure. Did you have any other pro items you wanted to mention on using the consulting firms? Because this is a great way to
Those are the type of things that I know when dealing with those type of organizations. Oh, and another thing too, Carrie.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that work at these places are disabled American veterans, some of which have made it to 100% of the Hondo Club. Some of them are getting there. So they understand other veterans. See, that's the good thing. That's the pro. They're veterans who understand veterans. So they know what you need to do to go from point A to point B.
Absolutely.
Those are the good things. Those are the pro things about this whole situation that we're talking about here, Gary.
Okay. Well, Michael, listen, I've got to say you have truly, truly uncovered quite a few. Wasn't quite sure how this was going to fail, but it's been done beautifully, as always, the Michael Hopkins way. Listen, I wanted to take a moment to salute all the incredible veterans. You guys are just, you know, what can we say? We appreciate you. We love you here at the show. And thank you so much for just doing what you're doing and helping to make and build our great nation and just keep us all safe here. So listen, Michael. Thank you so much. Awesome job today.
Now, thank you, Carrie.
Yeah. So this is really important, and we're going to continue this in days to come. So please check online or check back with us on the next broadcast. I can't wait for you to continue with the other items that are on the list, and you'll be looking at the pros and cons. So, Michael, thanks so much with regards to representation when completing the claims and what types of options and all of that. Thanks for breaking everything down. Now, anything you want to leave us with today, Michael Hopkins?
Carrie Hines, it's all about the vets, their families, and anyone who's interested in helping a veteran. And once again, you do not have to be a veteran